Our next presenter is going to talk to us a little bit about cultivating a culture of commencement rather than graduation. She is the coordinator of evangelization and adult catechesis in the Division of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. And she was confirmed in Pittsburgh when she was in eighth grade, age 14, at All Saints Parish by Bishop McDowell. Please welcome Sharon Bogans.
Thank you, Mark. I can't tell a lie. I don't remember really which bishop confirmed me. In fact, I can only remember a couple of things about confirmation. I got my first pair of diamond earrings. Okay, my last pair of diamond earrings. I had a pink dress, and there was a party. But it must have stuck because I'm the coordinator of evangelization. Cultivating a culture of commencement in our parishes. When I hear the word cultivating, I automatically think of my father's garden and the tireless joy that he finds in cultivating the earth. He subscribes to dozens of gardening periodicals and owns one of those gizmos that turns the earth upside down and inside out, tilling the land until it's ready for seedlings. Daily, he waters, fertilizes in many ways, and pulls weeds from his seeds springing to life. More often than not, however, his prize-winning tomato or squash is served up at a banquet hosted by the groundhogs, raccoons, and rabbits that roam the wooded area surrounding my family's home. Not to be defeated, my father, also a bit of a techno geek, and in Wile E. Coyote style, rigs up countless motion-sensitive contraptions with bells, whistles, horns, that blare in the middle of the night, frightening half of the neighborhood, but doing little to deter the nightly dinner guests. And yet, yearly, he continues the ritual of cultivating the earth with an enthusiasm of new beginnings each time. Tilling, planting, and nurturing. Always confident that the miracle of sprouting plants from seeds will yield a bountiful harvest, even if only for the groundhogs. It is with the same enthusiasm and tireless joy that we cultivate a culture of commencement for maturing disciples. When the sacrament of confirmation is received in the teen years, quite often it is compared to the Jewish coming of age, bar bat mitzvah, or perceived by our young people as graduation, or my absolute favorite, the rite of exit. Yet confirmation is none of the above. Rather, it is as the Catechism of the Catholic Church states, by confirmation, the baptized are more perfectly bound to the church and are enriched with special strength of the Holy Spirit. They are as true witnesses of Christ and more strictly obliged to spread and defend the faith in word and deed. More perfectly bound, more strictly obliged. These two terms or phrases indicate an increase or a deepening of the believer's witness to Christ and the sharing of the good news. This more that we are cultivating is a spirit of new beginnings. It is a spirit of commencement. It is an outward sign of an inner change of heart. We know this inner change of heart by the word Nikki said earlier, conversion. It's a process of ongoing conversion. Every new conversion moment begins in us a new way of being disciples. Our work of cultivating is an apprenticeship in the Christian discipleship, in the Christian way of life, in the way that we are called to be church. Each sacrament offers God's grace. It is a moment of conversion that configures us more fully into the image of Christ and his mission carried out in oneness with the Holy Spirit. How does this apprenticeship happen? The church herself is a living catechesis, as the National Directory tells us. We are a school. We are a curriculum. Our life of our community is the place where apprenticeship happens. Our parishes, like my father's garden, are meant to be living and permanent environment for the growth of faith. Our parishes are meant to be places of apprenticeship in the ways of sharing the good news in word and deed. Sometimes, though, the field in which the seeds of faith are sown is a bit rocky with domestic crisis, or weedy with substance abuse or mental illness, or worn down by unemployment, death, and despair. With care, tenderness, and nurturing by the community of faithful disciples, even the rockiest land can bear great fruit. The General Directory for Catechesis affirms this understanding of the parish as a field of maturing discipleship by echoing the words of the gospel. Some seed falls on good soil. That is, among men and women who are open to a personal relationship with God and who are in solidarity with their neighbor. This seed brings forth fruit in great abundance. Growth in faith flourishes when it is deeply rooted in the religious traditions, beliefs, and customs of our community of faith. A culture of commencement, a culture of ongoing conversion, is found in the very fabric of our parish. It is the parish's culture. It is the parish's landscape. This internal life of the church community is at once an agent that makes disciples and is itself in a constant state of conversion of heart and growth in holiness. A seasoned gardener knows the seed that seed falls on specific soil. That is the unique landscape of our parish communities. And they absorb all the elements that are in that ground and make for a community of disciples. What is the soil of your parish? What is it rocky with? What are its weeds? Where is the clay? Is it ready for seedlings? These questions will be pondered in a little bit when Mark takes over. But let's look at the common characteristics for all of our parishes. These are the three apprenticing elements of every parish community. The first is in the tilling. That is the daily work of the faith community, that flurry of daily life. This can be discerned by participating in the rituals, the liturgies, the social justice activities, the events that happen daily within the community. These are identifiable simply by looking at the parish's bulletin, newsletter, and websites, or coming into the parish office on Monday morning. They are the most visible elements by which a parish's daily work is structured and celebrated. The second apprenticing element in that soil is the planting, the values of the faith community. These can be discerned by listening to the statements of the parishioners about what they consider to be important and unimportant, right and wrong, good and bad. This is where the parishioners, and the staff invest their time and resources. Sometimes these are spiritual in nature. Sometimes they're not always religious, but they help to form the Catholic identity of the community. The third element of an apprenticing community is the worldview of the community. This is the deeply held beliefs. This isn't always as easily discerned as the tilling and planting. Nurturing comprises the soul, or the interior presuppositions and attitudes of the faith community that are so deeply planted within the field of the parish's identity that they unconsciously dictate the community's thoughts and actions. These can be discerned amid the most revered symbols, the stories within the parish community, the stories of faith, the ways in which the parish reflects upon the awareness of God, and they are owned by all its members. Together, these three aspects comprise the landscape of the remote and ongoing catechesis for sacramental formation, the landscape of the parish, that field of parish life, is where we apprentice every disciple, but most especially our youngest members, our youngest believers, and they are believers, though sometimes it's hard to tell. It is where we apprentice them in the attitudes, the values, the work and identity of Jesus Christ, all the while giving newness of life through the miracle of deeply rooted plants sprouting from seeds. The maturing disciple is every member of the faith community. Just as seedlings tended with care can flourish into a mature plant, so too through the power of the Holy Spirit, a healthy community of faith that lives the many moments of commencement will protect, nurture, and model the blossoming and maturing faith that is the aim of discipleship. Confirmation celebrates the way that one's life becomes increasingly centered on Jesus Christ and the reign of God that he proclaims. But who helps make this happen, really? We know that Sealed with the Spirit talks to us about three agents, or as I like to call them, the laborers in the field. The first is the family. The family forms through its daily life and experiences faith. Families continually teach about the sacraments by their attitudes and practices, especially in the way that the family members participate in the life of the parish community and live the gospel values. It may not always be as we'd like it to be, or like our own expression of faith, but faith is there. As an ecclesial minister, I'm often very good at making it clear to parents that they are the primary educators of their children. It wasn't until recently that it kind of hit me that often I didn't succeed in giving them the tools to facilitate that life in Christ to its fullness. One of the most important things that we can do for our parents and families is to give them tools to make the work easier. And the first rule of helping parents to know the landscape of their daily lives and recognize that while faith is important to them, they are pulled in 1,001 different directions. And that as parish formers of faith, this may require us as a parish community to reimagine the way that we can partner with them in sacramental formation. The expression of faith varies from family to family, and we need to be sensitive to those realities as we partner with them. Always, as I'm sure all of you do, inviting them, being patient with them, and trusting that the Spirit will bring about the miracle of seeds sprouting the plants. The second agent, which I've spent the most time speaking about, is the parish community itself and its life. By its patterns of celebration and participation, the community of faith fosters mature discipleship by living fully and valuing the sacraments as an essential part of being church. The third agent, of course, is the Catholic school, the parish religious education program, and youth ministry. We provide systematic catechesis, which includes both basics and a gradually developing understanding of the sacraments and of Christian discipleship. The laborers are a sign of maturing faith and discipleship, as well as a continuing to grow in maturity of faith. The goal of the entire community is a living and explicit, fruitful confession of faith, so that we may go and make disciples. Is cultivating a culture of commencement for maturing discipleship even really possible? It is bigger than any one of us individually. This is a long-term plan, and it's an entire parish endeavor. We work together to model that discipleship. Jesus' own model of forming disciples was one of apprenticeship. The master's instruction to the apprentice is quite simple. Follow me. That invitation is repeated 20 times in the Gospels. He invited people to walk with him. He invited people into an adventure. He invited people into a way of life. He invited men, women, and children simply to follow me. This is the spirit of remote and ongoing catechesis. It is a journey of faith that we walk together with Christ, with his church, with each other, and with our young people. Thank you.